The Aeneas Romance.
Da sie der Landgrafe nahm, da war das Buch zu Kleve verstohlen. Eine Frauen, der's was befohlen, des ward die Grafine Gram, dem Grafen Heinrich, der es nahm, und es dannen sande, zu Doringen heim zu lande. Das mach man sagen vor wahr sind, was das Buch nie ein Jahr Meister Heinriche benommen, dass er danach nicht mochte kommen. Uns er kam zu Doringen in das Land, da er den Fall ins Grafen fand von Sassen, der ihm das Buch ließ und es ihn vollmachen hieß. Vollmachen er's auch begann durch den Fall ins Grafen Hermann von der Nüvenburg bieder Unstrut, wann die Rede durch den Gut und das Gedichte meisterlich.
Did you understand that? Our museum director enjoys reciting from the epilogue of the Aeneas Romance in Middle High German during tours. An anonymous poet reports the following. When Landgrave Ludwig III of Thuringia married a countess from Cleve in 1174 or 1175, the first manuscript of the Aeneas Romance, which was 4/5 completed, was stolen. The poet, Heinrich von Weldecke, had lent it to the countess to read, perhaps in the hope of gaining her approval and sponsorship. The identity of the thief is still unknown. Perhaps it was even Count Heinrich Rasper III, the Landgrave's own brother. What is known for sure is that the romance was sent to Thuringia and was finally found 9 years later in the possession of Hermann I, the Palatine Count of Saxony. He is known to have been the patron of poets and singers and the sponsor of Walter von der Vogelweide and Wolfram von Eschenbach. Hermann I made it possible for Heinrich von Weldecke to complete his work. And interestingly enough, he is mentioned in the epilogue as Palatine Count Hermann of Neuenburg Castle and the Unstrut. The castle appears to have been so significant to members of the higher social ranks that they even had themselves immortalized in literature in association with its name. If you are at all interested in courtly music, then go to the next window niche, in which there is a terminal which presents a documentation about the art of musical entertainment during the High Middle Ages, in German, of course, and three examples of music. You must simply exchange these headphones for the ones already there and press one of the buttons on the window ledge. Following your return from the musical world of the High Middle Ages, please go along the hall to the right of the stairs. Go up the steps on the left-hand side, and you will be on the second floor of the Romanesque Living Tower, which served as living quarters, where we will meet again.